good girls go.
Welcome. Oh, wow. Another episode of Lady and the Harlot. Yes. Who you bees? And how do you roll?
Who you bees? Is this how we talking now? Nothing. I'm just here munching up some candy corn, you know, because it's October.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year. All right. I'm Dagna.
Did I just say my name already?
No, you did not. But that's okay.
I'm Cheryl.
It's like they don't need to know who I am. Fuck them. They should know by now.
Yeah, I think by now, you know, you should know our names. There's the amazing, wonderful Dagna over here.
Magnificent and, up in the his house.
And then it's just little old me.
Little old me. Susie Homemaker Cheryl.
Even though I'm no Susie Homemaker.
I know.
Far from that.
Oh my God. So welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot podcast. This
Susie Homemaker, so funny. It'll be the opposite.
All right. Slutty Homemaker.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, baby.
If you were cooking for me, how would I find you?
With nothing at all.
Right. Okay. So this week's episode is can men and women truly be friends without any sexual tension?
The tailor question.
I know. So this question popped up because a friend of mine that I've known for several years, he was one of the members at my gym. He posted this video where someone was asking Steve Harvey that question.
Right.
You know, and Steve Harvey was like, no. Flat out, no.
Yeah, he was being very honest with that.
Like, men and women can't be friends.
You think that's really true, though?
So, no, this is the thing. It really depends, crazy. This is the crazy thing. Let me see if I can possibly... I don't know if it would even...
Do you have that interview with the
I'm
going to
see. I'm actually going to see. I probably should have checked before. But yeah, no, I was actually, it was very, very interesting because that's why it raised a question for me. I feel that men and women can, as long as both of them, there's no attraction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you literally
look each other as brother and sister type situation.
Yeah. Like if one person in that duo is attracted.
That's a big no.
I think it's a no.
Yeah.
Right. So like
we kind of tackled this subject kind of in a way before, didn't we? Like we kind of addressed it a little bit, but just not like when it comes down to this.
I don't know. I mean
we kind of did. I just realized that.
I don't know. Like,
it was more in the sense of, you know, when it came down to
friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. Yeah.
But that's different.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you guys are already in an understanding of like, we're just going to fuck.
Yeah. But then sometimes that does change. And that was kind of what the topic was for that episode was more so about.
I'm trying to see if I could possibly find that interview because he was like straight up no. And here's the reason why. All right. So I think this is it. Let me see if it plays.
Classic movie When Harry Met Sally, and the character played by Billy Crystal insisted men and women can't be friends. Well, hugely popular syndicated radio and talk show host Steve Harvey agrees in a big way. In his latest book on relationships, Straight Talk, No Chaser, Harvey tells me face to face why women who think he's just a friend are delusional. This kind of frank talk is why expectations are high that Straight Talk will rival his first breakthrough bestseller. So where did this come from?
Because I mean, it's a blessing, true enough, but really, it was just me sitting down being honest. All of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, come on.
Because you have a wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because, look, okay, let's get rid of this myth right here.
I want to know why.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Let's get rid of this right here. You're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
Because we're guys. And you think most men think
this way? 99.9% of us think
that. Right. So there we go, right? So it had me thinking.
Right.
You know, and so when I asked my friend, he was like, well, it's 50-50. But he never explained what that 50-50 is.
Right.
And then, you know, I asked
But it's the same thing. He's right. He right. says the attraction
right.
if, factor.
Right. Exactly. So 9 times out of 10, you know, women are very attractive.
Right.
And women will be the one that's being lusted after.
Right. Right. Sometimes, you know, the other way right. around.
So what's really funny is I brought this question to one of the personal trainers that works for me.
Right.
And I had asked him, I said, do you think that men and women can be friends? Mm-hmm. He said, absolutely. He said, I have a bunch of female, he's like, I have a lot of female friends, but the friends that I chose as my friends, I look at them as my little brothers. That's what he said.
Right. So which is how it should be.
Right. I said, so if they, let's just say a night of drinking or very vulnerable state
mm-hmm.
shows would an you? Interest, would you? He's like, no, no. He goes, I would hang up the phone. I would walk away. But that's just him.
This he's is right. just one guy.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Yeah.
He said, I value the friendship, hence why I see them as my little brother.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. Well, he's the 1%. Okay.
He's the 1%. I think that men and women can be friends, but it's very, like I said, if there's an attraction, especially between both of them.
Right. Then it's not going to work.
It's going down.
Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong. Yes. I don't think there's a, I don't know if there could really truly be a friendship there.
No. You know, anybody that I'm friends with, guys,
mm-hmm. you know, you have zero interest.
Yeah, I have right. zero interest
right.
then.
I have friends like that too, where I was okay. like, it ain't going down.
But not to say that if I said, oh, you know, that I know that they would. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I know that thing is mm-hmm. behind, you know, mm-hmm. behind their head. And I've tested it mm-hmm. before. And not tested it like in a sexual way. I've tested right. it in a way like based on what they're, you know, what they say and how they say it. And, you know.
Can you give me an example? Because I'm a little confused.
Okay. So they would say, you know what? You know, I talk about my relationships, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, this guy and it doesn't work out. And they're like, well, you know, if I was your man. you wouldn't have to worry about that. And I'm like,
yeah, but you're not. Like, but you're not.
Exactly.
And you're not going to be.
Exactly. So that's a clear indicator, you know.
I'm cracking up because I get that all the time. If I was your man.
Yeah. But your man got to do with me. Like that song.
How long you had that problem? Yeah. And then I love the, oh, well, so, you know, currently, like I've been saying, I've been having a lot of men write me.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're single. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, look, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just like working on me. And then they're like, well, there's nothing wrong with having a friend. And it's like, dude, you ain't my fucking friend. You're not going to be my friend.
You want to be my special friend. Yes. And that's just not going to happen.
And it's like, come on. You know,
as if you can't see between the lines.
Like, I'm not stupid. It's just and it's like, and I'm like, okay, that position has been filled. I have enough friends,
right?
Like,
exactly.
I don't know if I need any more friends,
quote unquote,
quote unquote friends. Yeah. So what's really funny is, so I'm gonna actually play a clip from my friend. And it's funny because we can't even say that we were friends because we used to fuck around back in the day, like 20 years ago. But yeah, he's a comedian and pretty popular. And he actually makes that point as well, that men and women can't be friends. But it's really funny, his outlook on it and how he says it, because it's true when you think about it.
Right.
Right. So here's just a clip of his comedy special.
When our balls win, we are not to be trusted. We're not your friends. If you call this guy tonight, we're like, dude, let me come by and suck your dick. He'd be like, yep. He wouldn't even be like, why? What's changed? Are things different now? Are we seeing each other? He'd be like, get over here. That's not friendship. Friendship doesn't have that kind of sexual tension. Real friendship does not have that. My best friend's name is Dave. If Dave called me at 2 a.m. and was like, dude, let me come by and suck your dick, I'd be like, I'm gonna have to say no, Dave. Because we're friends. That friendship's real, man. That friendship means something to me. That's real. I know it's real. Because if me and Dave weren't friends, I'd be like, yeah, dude, come over here. I'm a liberal dude. He's a good enough looking guy with soft lips. I bet he sucks a mean dick. But then what happens? What happens then? Dave's sucking my dick. He probably gets a boner. I can't let my boy go home with a boner. Now I have to suck his dick. Now we're sucking each other's dicks, and we're not even gay. We're not gay. We're not gay, man. We're not gonna do that for long before we're like, dude, what are we doing, man? Puh, what are we doing here? Let's stop wasting time and start plowing some ass. So I'm gonna have to let him fuck me first, because I'm the fat chick in this story, so I'm gonna have to lay back with my ankles in the air, knees akimbo, while Dave takes these long rhythmic pounds into my shitter. Sweetie, these long rhythmic pounds into my shitter. I thought I lost you for a second. But I'm bigger than Dave, so eventually I'm gonna wanna dominate him. I'm gonna flip Dave over. I'm gonna start tagging him in his knuckly ass, and then pull out, shoot a couple ropes of friendship across his butt cheeks, and then.
Very valid point. So that if anybody was wondering, that's Big Jay Oakerson. It's his comedy special. So if you want to check it out, he has several comedy specials, but he's hilarious. And it's a valid point that can we truly trust them to be our friend?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think after hearing that? Does it put a different perspective?
No, it doesn't. Because I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you really can't tell, you know, if somebody's fully, you know, attracted to you, whatever like that, because some people are not going to be forthcoming. Because as Steve Harvey said, you're already laying it out that this is how you see this person. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the other person is not going to be vocal. Well, I got a thing for you. They just rather be a friend than, you know, mm-hmm. not. But if you open that door, that doesn't mean that the possibility won't happen. Right. You know, like, it goes either way.
Right. I mean, like I said, it obviously depends on the situation or,
yeah.
or the people, but I'm
there's a lot of people who have, there's a lot of guys who have girls that are friends, same mm-hmm. thing, vice mm-hmm. versa, mm-hmm. you know?
I have a lot of guy friends, but then I think
I have a lot of guy friends too, but I know for a fact, if I was to call and be like, hey, you want to come over tonight? They're like, hell yeah.
I'm about to jump on them. But I've thought about my male friends and how many of them I've actually hooked up with.
So my best friend, you know, yes. who you already know, yes. I've hooked up with back in the day when right. I was younger in
same
college
thing with me.
Yeah but now
yeah
I look at him like he's my older brother that's how I see him.
Yeah
I don't see him any other way.
Right. And do you now how do you feel it's weird when you see him, because like kind of like
no
see I'm the same way.
No,
so like my male
not everybody can do that though,
right? Yeah. my male best friend, we hooked up one night and that was it. You right. know, and that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, like probably 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't see me that way, and I know I don't see him that way. It is just weird.
Right.
That it happened.
I don't think about it. Cuz it was something from the past.
Right.
And I, you know.
Yeah. I have the one friend that I haven't hooked up with, but I know he's so feeling me. He's been feeling me for the last 18 years. So it's like, sorry, dude. No, it's not happening.
No.
I think he's hoping that
you change your mind.
No, that I get drunk one night and just throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of fellas would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. I want to know what you guys think. Actually, we should probably do it as a post.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what does our audience think.
Exactly.
And
I think a lot of people would disagree, though. I think a lot of people would think, yeah, men and women can be friends, because there's a lot of people who do have, you know, both sides. And maybe they've never experienced that, or maybe really truly thought about it, you know?
But I like how the guys play the friend card all the time.
Yeah.
I could be your friend. We could be friends. How about I'll be your friend?
Yeah.
You know? But I very rarely hear a girl be like, hey, we could be friends. like the first meeting of that guy.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy says, oh, I'm into whatever. Let's say
I've never really heard a female right? come
I've
out
never
and be
heard
like,
a female.
Oh, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, like
we can be friends.
We can be friends.
We'll say that we can be friends when we're not interested.
Yeah.
When they show that interest, it's like, well, we can be friends. We've said that mm-hmm. in that kind of sense.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, when somebody shows that interest, oh, you know, I like to take you out, you know, and, you know, show you a good time and da 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 da. And I'm like, well, no, that's okay. But, you know, we can still be friends.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. No. I'm talking about like the first time meeting that person.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. guys meet or whatever. And it typically goes like, oh, well, let's say I'm saying I'm working on myself. Oh, well, we could be friends. Mm-hmm. Or if I say, oh, I have a man. Oh, we could be friends. You know, I'm married. We could be friends.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think any. I never heard a woman come across like that. Yeah, it's usually the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So
this
I'm
is
like,
something maybe we'll say like eventually, but yeah. just not like off of the bat of meeting somebody.
Right, the first
yeah.
meeting, yeah. you know. So it's interesting how, like I say, the guys play the friend card.
Right.
You know. I think women... If the guy was to be like at the first meeting, like, oh, we could be friends, mm-hmm. right? I think the woman would just be like, ah, forget it. It's all right. You're not interested. I get it.
Right.
You know, and keep it moving. They don't stay there with the hopes of the guy would change his mind.
Some women are.
Well, yeah.
The crazy ones.
Or the desperate ones.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't be desperate. There's always somebody out there for you. I believe in.
Yeah, I'm trying to believe that.
Yeah, there is. I believe there's somebody out there for everybody. It's just, it's hard to find in this big world that we live in. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find and meet that person.
Yeah.
But I don't think any woman should, you know, disrespect themselves or be desperate to be with a guy just mm-hmm. because of, mm-hmm. you know, you respect yourself enough to know. This well, person isn't right for me. Let me keep it moving.
Yeah. I mean, in the world that we live in and how women are shown.
Right.
It's very, very difficult because we're trying to uphold an image.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And it's funny that men expect us to uphold this image.
Right. And they're not trying to uphold nothing.
No. No. How about you beautify yourself a little bit? Take yourself to the spa. Get your nails done.
You're right.
Do, you know, take care of yourself.
Just make like your how hair you, look good.
Just like... Just like how you want women to be,
yeah,
we want you fellas to be the same way in right. return.
And I was having this conversation with someone this week also. Is, you know, she was telling me about how she had a lot more weight on her mm-hmm. and how she was like would sleep with anybody, and that's because it was like someone showing an interest.
Right.
So I'm gonna do this, you know, and honestly, like me being a big girl, like I totally can relate to that, you right. know, and that was definitely me being just like, oh, well, they're showing an interest, fuck it, you know, and pretty much disrespecting myself and just getting it where I can or whatever, because at the end of the day, they definitely would not be seen with me because of the fact that I'm bigger, you know. Now I'm in this space of like, this is
how
me.
You used to think.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah, I absolutely. So she went and got surgery.
Right.
And, you know, she's lost a lot of weight, and she was telling me about how this guy was hitting her up, who was, you know, would fuck her behind closed doors, no problem, but would not go out with her, take her anywhere, or do anything with her.
Right.
And now that she's lost his weight, he wants to be her friend and quote take unquote. Her out. Yeah.
Like, F you.
Yes.
Your time has gone yeah. and passed. Keep it moving.
Yeah. So, you know, I totally understand that because I've been there. I've been there many right. times. And... you know, it's so funny because guys are always like, oh, I have no problem. I like a woman with meat on her. Yeah, right. But you're
there's
walking
guys
down
that
the street.
Do.
There are. They're very, very, very few. And
this guy's that don't care, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think so?
I think that the image that is upheld with being thin and looking like this and having a big butt and having big boobs and all of that stuff, that's what guys are attracted to and that's what they expect and want, you know, but they don't appreciate, you know, whoever they're meeting or whatever, you know? But
I kind of understand that.
Yeah. So it's just, it's funny. That's what I was saying. Like, this guy is now trying to play the friend card now that she's lost weight, you know?
Because her image has changed.
Right.
Right.
So it's just, you know, I don't know. I think that men and women can be friends, possibly.
Right.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, it does depend on the situation. Yeah. And you can kind of tell if somebody's into you or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole, if I was your man...
What?
That's still making me laugh. I'm sorry. Because I've heard that so many times. Yeah. Your guy.
And this has come from every single guy that mm-hmm. I know that I'm friends with.
Mm-hmm. You know? How many really good male friends do you actually have?
I have one mm-hmm. really good male friend. The other ones I know.
Acquaintance.
Yeah.
More alike then.
More like acquaintances.
Yeah.
And I know they've shown an interest. Mm-hmm. They'll say friend, quote unquote, but then they'll say things that will lead another direction when it comes down to quote unquote friendship, non-friendship.
Right.
Which makes it pretty much clear. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one time one of them was like, I'm showing you all this attention. Don't you like it? And I'm like, no, I don't. It's making me uncomfortable. Stop.
Be my fucking friend.
Yeah. It is. It was making me uncomfortable because I don't see you like that.
Right.
You know? So yeah, you complimented me and saying how pretty I am, how good looking I am. Okay. Yeah, I got it. You keep saying it mm-hmm. enough. You know, I don't see you in that kind of light. So, right. You know, everybody's different when it comes down to it.
We always say that though. Everybody's different.
Yeah. So you think you can?
What?
Just be like, say there's a guy that you're like, who's hot and sexy mm-hmm. and he's just like, you know, I just really want to be your friend.
Okay.
You could just be strictly friends. And yeah. If he just makes a move like that, now, oh, he always wanted to be with you.
Then you didn't really want to be my friend. We could have got it on and popping years ago.
Years ago. So crazy.
I mean, seriously. You're going to be like, oh, Dagna, I just want to be your friend. Like at the first meeting, I just want to be a friend. Okay. We could be friends. I'm cool with that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's, oh, Dagna, I'm so, I
so attracted
get with,
to you.
So attracted to you. I want to get with you. Well, then why the fuck did you just waste all this time? We could have been fucking a long time ago. It's so crazy. Just saying.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
There's a lot of situations like that where right. people like, they both pretend to play the friend card. Mm-hmm. But here they're both attracted to each other.
It's so weird. I was just
thinking, and then years later
yeah.
they're
yeah.
like, they I used get to together. Like you. Yeah. And yeah. then they're going on a date and now they're married.
Yeah. Like, I used to have a thing for you. It's like, what happened? You want to have that thing for me no more?
I used to be into you. Like, yeah. really?
Yeah. Used to be into you. I think that, I mean, like I said, it every episode that we do, it comes down to communication. Just be fucking transparent.
Yeah.
What
I think at the end of the day, everybody just needs to be yes. real with one another.
What the fuck do you want from me and why?
Right.
That's what I want to know. What do you want from me? Why?
Right. I think sometimes people hesitate when they see them with somebody else. Because sometimes that happens too. They'll play the friend card with somebody who they're really into, mm-hmm. but that person is with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and it's not until that person maybe say,
oh, we broke up.
Yeah, we broke up. Then they're like, okay, maybe this is my opportunity. You know, because that's happened sometimes.
Yeah.
In some cases. I don't know.
So
I've never really had to really deal with that per se so much.
You didn't have to deal with what?
Deal with the whole. I've never really been into anybody that I've been friends with like that. You know, mm-hmm. the one person I dealt with past tense, you know, who we were together at some point, and then later on now we're, you know, brother and sister. Mm-hmm. But going forward, it's just been like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I, you know, my head has just been one way.
Right.
You know, unfortunately. Like, I look at you this way, that's it. My mind isn't going any other place. And that's it.
Mm. I'm just thinking.
About
I mean
what?
not your situation.
No,
I'm thinking
you.
About my situation and the friends. The acquaintances, the friends.
I've dealt with, like, in college, like, I had a, I used to have a lot of guy friends. Mm-hmm. But then all those guy friends started to make moves, and that they're not friends anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's what I said. It's very slim.
Yeah.
You know? Out of all of those guys, only one remains.
Yeah. I'm still cool with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Years later, I'm still cool. But we're not like...
You're not friends. You're acquaintances.
Yeah.
Acquaintances. That's not friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really one.
Yeah. I have a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah.
But like a real good like male friend.
Yeah, no, it's just one for me.
I have like one.
So it is true in the sense of the word. Like in terms of what Steve Harvey says, it's kind of weird. Now we're thinking about it, you know, the reality to it, you know. So there is truth behind it.
I mean, look at my ex-husband. All he has is female friends. He has no male friends, zero male friends because he doesn't trust them. And every single one of his female friends have a thing for him.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like... How is that?
But
supposed
he's
to
blind
be?
To it. So he
no, nah, he's not that he's blind to it. He just doesn't entertain it.
Right.
He entertained it with like a few of them. Right. You know, but that's the shit that was bothersome was the fact that like you know that this is what they're thinking.
Right, and you were around at the time. Yeah.
So you know what this is. This is what they're thinking.
Right.
You know, and this is what one of the biggest problems we had was he kept entertaining that. He didn't tell them to back off. He didn't tell them. You know, respect my relationship.
This is when he was with you.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So this is what I mean. Like, you know, I had no problem with him having female friends. I have no problem with my man having female friends.
Neither
as long as they respect my relationship.
Exactly.
That's it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And it goes both ways. When they that lack of respect comes into play, then it becomes a serious problem.
Right. And that's the episode that we did about, like, cutting people off.
Right.
You know, like, someone disrespects your relationship, you cut them off.
Right.
Bros before hoes and all
yeah,
that.
And then unfortunately, sometimes guys, they tend to go the other way rather than for the lady, which is unfortunate.
Right. So in my case, he did not have my back when it came to his friends.
Right.
Who are all female. You know what I mean?
Which is some
shit. It was some fucked up. It was fucked up.
I didn't know that they were all into him like that.
Yeah.
You know, like I had no clue with that.
Oh yeah. And like I said, he was very well aware of it.
No.
So
like for me, if I know that here I have these guys, you know, that are friends, you know, I have no female friends, quote unquote, which is not true, you know, and I'm here dating somebody and they're being disrespectful, or they're coming at me where he's seeing, I would straight up say something like back the fuck off.
Right.
Or I don't fucking have to talk to you anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's
how
it should be.
Exactly. You know, I cut off a friend of mine because he, you know, hit on me and like I said, he knew that I was in this relationship. And so I was just like, okay, you know what? I like being your friend and we, you know, we can joke around and shit like that. But now that this is serious, then sorry, I got to cut you off.
Right.
And I did that. It wasn't reciprocated back from my ex-husband. So
yeah, that's just crazy.
You know, it's unfortunate, you know? But like I said, I have no problem with people having friends of the opposite sex as long as they understand.
I know there's a lot of women who don't like that if their man has a lot of
female friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Because in the back of their mind.
Because they know that they can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
and women are catty. You know?
Yeah. Women are very catty. It's
you know?
And yeah. It's unfortunate when it comes down to that.
Right. So, you know, I'm very laid back. I'm very chill. And if the guy is like, yo, you need to chill. Or I'm in this serious relationship. My focus is here.
Right.
Okay. I'll disappear. I have no problem going away.
Right.
You know, but if you're making it clear that like you're interested and like you're just being very honest and transparent with shit, then I'll make that decision on if I want to do something or not.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, like you got someone or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a touchy topic. A very touchy.
So we have no conclusion to this.
No, because I know a lot of females would be like, yo, I don't want my man having, you know, any female friends. And there's a lot of guys who would be like, I don't want my woman having any male friends.
Right.
You know,
and they have their reasons.
And they have their reasons and the reasons are valid. Right. You know,
so, and what was really funny is
but the thing is trust. You got to be able to trust the person that they're doing right by you.
My ex-husband knew that I had majority male friends.
Right.
Right. But he knew all of them.
Right.
They knew him and he knew all of them.
That don't make no difference though at the end of the day sometimes.
Right. True. But the ones that I knew had a thing for me and was more so a thing for me versus actual friend was like, okay, I need to cut you loose.
Right.
You know? But yeah, it just, it really, really depends. And everybody, you know, you should just make it clear.
Yeah.
So I want to know what our audience thinks.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you think? Period.
Do you think?
Do you think? Question mark. Do you think that men and women can be friends without any sexual tension? So if you can, you can send us an email at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, Lady and the Harlot. And ladyandtheharlot.com has everything on there, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. All our episodes, everything that you missed, you can just go directly there and listen.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, at the same time, like, have you ever been in a situation where you were friends with somebody and you just said, F it, and you both got together? Mm-hmm. This is down the line, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened?
With me?
Yeah.
As a couple?
Yeah, like, you were friends with somebody, a guy, and then later on, like, you were friends first, but then eventually...
Yeah, my ex-husband.
Well, there you go.
We were friends for 10 years. Best friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
Before we got together.
And both of you had an attraction.
Yeah.
So,
and it was, we had an attraction when we first met, but he was in a relationship. I was in a relationship.
Yeah. See, that's what I said. Yeah. The relationship factor.
And we definitely had relationships in between that.
Yeah.
With other people and remained friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was a moment where he was single, I was single, or I thought he was single. Let me backtrack. I thought he was single. And that's a long story, entertaining story.
For another episode.
I thought he was single, and yeah, he was the one that was like, hey, why don't we try this?
Right.
You know? And
there you go. You see, the rest is history.
The rest is history. Exactly. You know, and then the last one, we were friends before we got together.
Right.
You know? And that was because I was in a relationship, he was in a relationship, but there was an attraction there.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Yeah. Like how two friends, and then one is in a relationship, so the other one, you know, backs off a little bit because they're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they see that person is okay, good to go, they're like, okay, maybe this is my opportunity.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking that there was going to be anything.
Yeah, you weren't, but maybe he was, you know, possibly.
I don't know why he was still with someone. I was already single. I don't know why.
You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm. As far as like others, there was no real friendship. Like it was just like, all right, I'm single, you're single.
Yeah.
Let's date.
I never, except for that one situation who, you know, it's like my brother today. Mm-hmm. But everybody else has been like, okay, we just got together and just hooked up.
Because for the reason of
never we were friends, and then all of a sudden later on we got together. It was never like that. I'm not actually thinking.
I know.
It was never like that. I know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And that's what I mean, like the whole, we said in the last episode about like falling in love, like there was emotion and friendship and love there.
Right.
You know? And I think that it's good when there's a solid foundation of actual friendship.
Yeah. I do believe that.
Yeah.
When you have friendship there, but then at the end of the day, when that relationship ends, can you be friends?
If it ends,
can you go back to being friends?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah. I think that
sometimes you can, and then some people can't.
Right.
All depends.
Typically, I'm the one that's cool with it. but anyway, that's neither here nor there. So you can hit us up on those socials that I gave.
Yeah. And as we always say, you know, if you like what you hear, leave a review, a positive one, because we're only here to spread nothing but love and joy and our advice.
Yeah.
So you don't do anything fucked up like how we've probably done in the past. We're trying to guide you down the right direction. We're just keeping it real. Yeah, because we have done some stupid shit. Yeah. And, you know, if we can go back and tell our younger selves, like, don't fucking do that dumb shit.
Yeah. What are you doing, girl?
Yeah, what you doing?
Yeah. Slap them out. Slap them out that moment.
Yeah. Save yourself a lot of pain and headache.
Yeah, hopefully this doesn't start blasting. So with that, I am Dagna.
I am Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
All the good girls go to her.